On the phone right now, I've got Philip Benwell. He's the national chair of the Australian Monarchist League. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning.
Now, what is the problem with Donald Trump meeting the Queen, according to the Monarchist League?
Well, in the first place, we have not criticised the president or the ban or whatever he's done. That's beyond our ambit. But what we have said is that we've received a number of comments from members of the general public concerned about the Queen being put into a controversial position, and that is something that Theresa May should probably not have done. I mean, she could have invited Donald Trump over on a normal state visit or a normal visit rather than a formal state visit, which would involve the Queen.
So what would be controversial about the Queen meeting an American president, or particularly this president?
Well, with the crowds of protesters against Donald Trump, the Queen being involved as the host of Donald Trump's visit to the United Kingdom puts the Queen squarely in the centre, and that's something that Theresa May should not have done.
So you are worried about sort of almost a tarred by association if the Queen is seen to somehow inherently support any of Donald Trump's controversial kind of attitudes?
Well, that's right. I mean, the Queen has to do what the government, in effect, tells her to do. But the people would not understand that.
Mm.
And it's a situation the Queen should not be put into. The visit by Donald Trump would be mainly to talk about trade, defense, and other issues like that. It's not necessary to have a formal state visit.
Now, you're saying that you've actually heard from just general public members who are concerned about this. It's obviously
yes,
sort of...
we've been getting a lot of calls from the general public concerned about the position that the Queen's been put into. I mean, on the streets of London, there are... placards mentioning the Queen and what they say, fascist Trump or whatever.
Mm.
That shouldn't be.
No, of course not. I mean, it certainly... Yeah, all right, I take your point on
that. That is why we have written to the British Prime Minister to express our concerns.
Now, obviously, for Donald Trump at the moment, it's quite important that he gets a good relationship with the UK, especially as he's sort of potentially tearing apart his own one with this country. Do you think that he's got the UK in his sights? Do you think he's likely to make a bit of hay from a formal visit that would involve meeting the Queen?
Well, I mean, a formal state visit which involves the Queen will obviously give kudos.
Hmm.
But at what cost?
At what cost to whom?
The cost to the Queen.
Mm, okay.
And to the British establishment. I mean, I know it's Britain and not Australia, but the Queen of the United Kingdom is also Queen of Australia, and therefore it's a matter of concern to us also.
Now, changing tact a little bit, do you think that having such a... how do we put this politely? Distrusted and disliked figure with the term president attached to him in the US at the moment. Do you think that's possibly going to have a flow-on effect for Australians' Republican movement, that maybe we might think that a president's a bit of a dirty word and it might lose a bit of ground?
I'm sure. I'm sure anybody that proposes a republic, people will think of Donald Trump. And say, no, I think we'll have our own system. I mean, the sorts of orders that Donald Trump has issued could never happen in this country. Our Prime Minister could never wield that sort of power.
Some sage advice. Philip, thank you very much for chatting this morning.
Okay, thank you very much.